Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 kumpalakazi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni amahofisa wenhlanganiso yeSADC wasesungula ukwakhiwa kwesiphala sokugcina izikhali zebutho lokulondoloza ukuthula elamasotsha adabuka emazweni alowo mhlubulo.
Ukuthula kulethwa kakhulu hayi libutho hayi ngamasosha kodwa ikubuswa kahle kwabantu. Kudingeka kubuswa ngendlela ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo kungakhathalekile ukuthi bahlala kuyiphi indawo.
Sixoxa lasebeluphele amaxhego lezalukazi asebefikise iminyaka edlula ikhulu i-100 abethula izixwayiso ngokuphathelane lempilo.
Abalahlonipho kudala umntwana wayebuya ngejaha laphana etebona umntu omdala cashi noma efuna inkazana ungamboni ukuthi uhamba njani injela kade ayasaza.
Uhlelo Woza Friday lamhla we-Ezra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lo Ndumiso Moyo enduna oyiqembu elizibiza ngokuthi yi-Zim Splash lona elicula ingoma zomdumo we-disco lisebenza likobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kweleBotswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni amahofisa wenhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community i-SADC njengomgcini sihlalo walemhlubulo. Wasesungula ukwakhiwa kwesiphala sokugcina izikhali zebutho lokulondoloza ukuthula elilamasotsha adabuka emazweni e-SADC. Intatheli izindaba e-Studio 7, umqondisi Dube osethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone.
Umongameli Mnangagwa ube ekweleBotswana esikhundleni sakhe njengomgcini sihlalo we-SADC uthi uqhakathekile ukuthi amazwe asemhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa aqhubeke ebambene. Ekhuluma esamukela isakhiwo se-SADC esisesigodlweni seBotswana eHaboroni, Mnangagwa uthe inyathelo leli litshengisa ukubambana kwamazwe angaphansi kwenhlanganiso le.
The SADC House stands as a towering symbol of solidarity, symbol of unity, symbol of freedom, independence, and most importantly,
isakhiwo lesi esesadik sima njengesibonelo sokubambana kwethu kanye lokukhululeka kwethu. Oqakathekileyo ukuthi lesi sakhiwo sisisondeza eduze njengamazwe awesadik.
Inkampani eBotswana ibongwe yiyo eyakha amaofisi esadik ngaphansi kokubambisana lamazwe akumanyano lo kulokusebenzelana phakathi kwabohulumende lamankampani azimele wodwa i-public private partnership. Umongameli Bhokola uthi uba lesakhiwo ezandleni zesadik kucho okuningi kulenhlanganiso lamazwe angaphansi kwayo.
We are here today to be chief witnesses when
sihlangene lapha ukuthi sibe ngabafakazi bokubambana kanye konke okuhle okutshengiswa isakhiwo sethu sama ofisi eSADC.
Besuka ekwamukeleni kwesakhiwo seSADC omongebo babili balubhekise emzini weRasisa obucwadlana nje ledolobho leHaboroni lapho okuzakhiwa khona isiphala sezikhali iSADC Standby Force Regional Logistics Depot. Umongameli Bhoko uthi ukwakhiwa kwesiphala lesi kuza ngesikhathi umhlubulo weSADC uqhubeka ubhekana lokungahlaliseki.
They are mostly unsafe in some of their countries. They face strife. They face belligerent hostilities. They are in distress.
Kulabanye abangakhululekanga emazweni abo ngakho badinga usizo. Thina njengeSADC sibona esilisebenzisa ukuthi singenele lapho okulungahlaliseki khona.
Umongameli Mnangagwa yena okunguye otshaye ipiki yokusungula ngokusemthethweni kwakhe kwalesi siphala uthe uqakathekile ukuthi SADC ibe lesakhiwo lesi ukwenzela ukuthi yenelise ukulwisana lokungahlaliseki ukhona emhlubulweni lo.
This groundbreaking ceremony is timely and marks a significant stride in our journey towards promoting and consolidating peace
stability and security.
Ukusungula ukwakha kwalesi siphala kuza ngesikhathi esiqondileyo lapho esibona umhlubulo wethu ubhekane longahlaliseki emazweni ambalwa.
Ocubula ezombusazwe umnumzana efidlela Ncube uthi noma nje uqathekile ukuthi ube lesiphala esaphathisa ukugcina ukuthula okubalulekileyo yikubusa ngendlela eqondileyo okuyikho ongaletha ukuthula.
Ukuthula kulethwa kakhulu hayi libutho hayi ngamasosha kodwa yikubuswa kahle kwabantu. Kudingeka kubuswa ngendlela ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, abantu baphathwe ngokulinganayo kungakhathalekile ukuthi bakhuluma luphi ulimi, bahlala kuyiphi indawo. Noma kungaphi kulelo lizwe, ulizwe lelizwe kusadika. Abantu nxa bebuswa kahle kule democracy kuvotwa ukhetho olukhululekileyo, amahlulungelo abo ehlonitshwa, kungabandlululwa muntu ngokuthi ukhuluma luphi ulimi, uhlala kuyiphi indawo. Azibi khona izizathu zokuthi baye empini.
Isiphala sokugcina ogoqela isikhali lokunye sikhalele ukuthi sibe sesiphelele ngomnyaka ka-2026. Uhlelo lokusungula isiphala lesi luza ngesikhathi izwekazi langezansikwezwekazi le-Africa libona ungahlaliseki kakhulu emazweni afana le-Democratic Republic of Congo kanye le-Mozambique. Ngumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron wele Botswana.
The Voice of America.
Ogogo labokhulu becholocho asebefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu 100 years ngamunye kusiya phezulu sebethulele umphakathi iseluleko esithi hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko ukuze insuku zakho zande elizweni njengalokho okuchiwa liBhayibheli. Bathi phezu kwenhlonipho ukudla kwesintu kulomthelela omkhulu empilweni zabo. Ungqwele Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ugogo Ntombizodwa Moyo seleminyaka elikhulu 100 years ungomunye wabahlali basetsholotsha balichumi lanhlanu asebeleminyaka yokuzalwa esuka kwelikhulu kusiya kwelikhulu lasithupha 106 years ababuthane emcimbini wokubananza esigabeni sechino kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Uthi usephile iminyaka yonke le ngoba wakhula ehlonipha abantu abadala loba kungasomzali wakhe. Okuyinto ugogo athi sisilela kwabasakhulayo bakulezi nsuku, bona athi sebengumhlambi kazelusile iziqholo ezingakhuzekiyo.
Tomdala wayebuya lomumbi ibhaketi ethi ngigegele ngigige. Manje wakhathesi mpile yanamhla mkhulu ukuthi umntwana namhla ngakwenzela ungamzali.
Inhlanganiso yomanyano we-United Nations ekhangelane lezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization ithi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe baphila iminyaka engamachumi phosi ayisithupha 58.5 years, i-life expectancy ngesiNgisi. Iminyaka le ingcosana nxa iqathaniswa lelikhulu esiphilwe ngugogo uMamoyo, yena othi okunye okufiphaza impilo yentsha yanamuhla ikugijimela ucansi abanye becine bebulawa yimikhuhlane efana lowengculazi.
Abanahlonipho, kudala umntwana wayebuya ngejaha laphana etebona umntu omdala cashi kunje wakhathe sikhone khonana la kumbe njalo uhlonipha umzala sakho dala kwakunjalo. Ngehlonipho sibi noma efuna inkazana ungamboni ukuthi uhamba njani.
Omunye obesembuthwanweni lo ngugogo esitangwenya oseleminyaka yokuzalwa elikhulu lasithupha 106 years laye uthi ubusisiwe ngempilo ende ngoba ukhulele embeko futhi usahlonipha lanamuhla. Kodwa uthi abatsha basagobeki nanku sebewanatha mponjwana bazikhohlwe lokuthi bangobani.
Noma batshela vela kabalali bathe ukuthi wena ungakudala phina sababantu bakhaya yabuyetelitoe nandawo phela ngikhaba.
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngokhulu osele minyaka elikhulu lambili 102 years umnumzana Suta Moyo. Yena uthi ukudla kwesintu ngokunye kwezinto eziqhelise impilo yakhe. Ukhulumoyo uxwayisa abasakhulayo ukuthi bechiyane lokusebenzisa izidakamizwa lokunatha utshwala obulimaza umzimba obugoqela injengu. Umcimbi lo obugoqwe inhlanganiso yeSpar Community Trust yona enakelela abantu asebeluphele ngokudla, inhlelo zempilakahle lokunye okuchiyeneyo. ogogo labokhulu betsholotsho laba babuyele ezindlini bethwele ukudla kugoqela izinkwa, impupho, amahewu, irayisi lamafutha okuphekisa abakuphiwe inhlanganiso le kulumkhosi. Isiphathamandla seSpark Community Trust unkosikazi Samantha Ruzawe uthi sebeleminyaka emithathu benanza izalukazi lamakhehla sebefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa likhulu kusiya phezulu. Uthi lanxa bevame ukubabizela kobulawayo, lo nyaka babavakatshele endaweni zabo ezehlukeneyo.
I-organization ekhangela abadala abawu 65 years and above abalemkhuhlane enjenge BP, chukela, stroke, dementia le prostate cancer.
Umbuthano lo ungenwe ngabantu abagoqela induna yesigaba umnumzana Amandla kaZulu Khumalo Mathupula, yena obehamba labalisa bakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseTsholotsho, ngingungqwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Idolobho lakobulawayo lamhla liqoqele abantwana abedlula amakhulu amathathu idili yobulawayo crawl phambilini kwekhisimusi, lapho bekuthe gwaqa umeya waleli dolobho umnomsana David Coulthard lezinye iziphathamandla. Abanye balaba abantwana bebengabavela lapho kugcinwa khona intandane, njalo lalabo abazinakekelayo bebekhona. Ezinye iziphathamandla ebezikulo umcimbi zigoqela abahleli bephephandaba le The Chronicle, The Sunday Times lelomthunywa ezibalisayo umnomsana Limukani Dube, Lawson Mabhena lonkosazana Gugulethu Ncube. Kukhangelelwe ukuba le micimbi efanayo kuyona le inyanga kampalakazi kulungiselelwa ikhisimusi, lapho inhlanganiso yezehlukeneyo ezande ukunanza abantwana asebeluphele, abagogekileyo labaswelayo. Yesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafichane. Umabhalane kahulumende weMelika umnumzana Anthony Blinken lamuhla uthe kube lokuzwisisana phakathi kahulumende wakhe loweTurkey kudaba lokuthi bafuna ukubona kusenzakalani eSyria kulandela ukugenqulwa kukalowo owayengumongameli umnumzana al-Bashar al-Assad. Uhulumende weNiger usemise umsebenzi okwenyanga ezintathu umsakazo weBhilithane weBBC kulelo lizwe ewethesa icala lokusakaza impiko athi ayiqondanga, njalo elakho ukuphazamisa ukuthula iphinde ikhuphe amadlabuzane kubutho elilwisana lamaqembu athile. Uhulumende weNiger okhokhelwa libutho uphinde wathi uzakhweza ngokusemthethweni insolo ngomsakazo weRadio France International. Yomibili imisakazo yethule imbiko ngolwesithathu isithi amaqembu ahlomileyo alwisana lohulumende abulele amasosha edlula angamachumi ayisishiyagalombili 90 labantu makhaza abangamachumi amane kusiya phezulu esabelweni esingcelelane leBurkina Faso. Okwamanje ngesizwe umbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Ka. Omunye wabalwela amalungelo oluntu abalodumo e-Iran usanda kuphiwa amaviki amathathu ukuthi aphume ejele elesatshwayo ele-Evin esiyakwelatshwa. UNajez Mohammad owaphiwa isicoco se-Nobel Peace Prize uvunyelwe ukuphuma kulandela izicelo zamagqwetha lemuli yakhe. UMohammad wakhutshwa ithumba njalo wahlinzwa unyawo ngodokotela ngenyanga edluleyo. Insuku ezingamachumi amabili lanye aziphiwa elezi zinlutshwane kakhulu kule nyanga ezintathu ebezicelwe yimuli. UMohammad ongumlobi njalo owake waba yintatheli zindaba kanye lomsekeli womqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Defenders of Human Rights Center sowabotshwa kaninginengi iziphathamandla ze-Iran ngenxa yomsebenzi wakhe okulwela amalungelo alabo ababotshwa ngenxa yezombusazwe kanye labesifazane. Wagcina ukubotshwa ngomnyaka ka-2021 wagwetshelwa ukuhlala ejele kweminyaka elitshumi lantathu. Uqale ukugula kakhulu ngalesikhathi evalelwe. Efika emzini wakhe ngeambulance ku-stretcher, uMohammad owaziwa kakhulu ngesibindi sakhe entolongweni ye-Evin uchaye islogani esikhuthaza ukuvikelwa kwamalungelo abomama kanye lenkululeko. Indaba zesinqumo senkokheli ye-Iran esokukhulula uMohammad okwesikhatshana kulandela ukuhlinzwa kwakhe ziza ngesikhathi iziphathamandla zalelozwe ziqinisa umthetho othi abesifazane kumele bagqoke impahla evala ikhanda eyokholo lwesi-Islam e-hijab. Iparlamente ye-Iran isanda kubeka umthetho wokugqokwa kwe-hijab kanye lokuvimba ukuhlangana emacansini kwabantu abangathathananga. Umthetho lo uhlawulisa imali eningi kakhulu abesifazane abawephulayo kanye lamabhizimusi avumelana lokwephulwa kwawo. Ele Melika, umanyano ye-United Nations lezinye inhlanganiso ezilela ilungelo loluntu zihlala zikhuthaza ukuthi uNajez Mohammad akhululwe. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba kusikhatshana esedluleyo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha olubona ngobudlelwano belemelika lamanye amazwe uVedant Patel wathi udaba lolu luyadanisa ngoba wayevele engamelanga abotshwe njalo ukugula kwakhe kubangelwa yikuhlukuluzwa inkokheli yele-Iran. Sikhuthaza njalo njengesike sakwenza ukuthi uNajez lezinye izibotshwa zombuswazwe bakhululwe. Lo ngomunye umzekeliso oveza izamo eziphathamandla zele-Iran eyokuthulisa intatheli zindaba abalwela amalungelo oluntu abafana loNajez Mohammad labo bonke abasola ubukhokheli balolo lizwe. Njalo lokhu kumele kumiswe, kutsho uPatel.
Lowo ke ngumbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Sobe isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli be-Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Basakazi njani basakazi ayisiyashona basakazi. Basakazi ngiyafisa manje kube nekhodi lapho ekhaya ekudila labantu abaqamba amanga. Ibona nokubezwa nje bethi hhayi umgwaqo hhayi yaloyisiqalile ukulunga endaweni enje. Hhayi damu seqale ukwakhiwa. Hhayi izibhedlela manje ziyathola umtshini wokulokhu zipho kwelapha imvukuzane. So ngiyacela nje ukuthi sibe nekhodi ezodiyala laba abantu ukuthi umuntu uma esiza emsakazweni noma esiya kuma laphana kumakhamera kutelevishini engakhulumi into engabambeni. Ngoba lokhu kuyokwenza ukuthi abantu behlala nje berojwa kuphela ngabantu bezana. So akube nekhodi ediyala abantu abaqamba amanga. Wansi nje uzokhuluma amanga hlale nje 1 month 2 months ingakuboni ekhodi lo muntu mbona nto kuzoba ngcono ukwehlisa into zezandla ezokuqamba amanga.
Studio 7 linjani basakazi labalaleli ye-Studio 7? Hayi mina mfuna nje ukukhuluma kuyokwindawo ngiphazamisa ukucabanga kwami la ngale Mat South e-Insiza District e-Insiza South okwakungu-Ward 6 lokwakungu-Ward 5 kusiye phambili village okwenza i-delimitation i-Ward 5 yahle phuna isiye phambili yayifaka ku-Ward 6 udubo solula. Khathesi abantu babanjwe indlala ebuhlungu nalesiyaziye khona elizweni. Abantu bakasiye phambili village sebefake ku-Ward 6 ngabaholi labathiwa ncedo ngendlela eqondileyo. Benze ukucelelwa ku-Ward 6 ku-Ward 5 lapho babekhona kudala. So into yakhona iyafrustrate, ibuhlungu. abawa wathi 5 kathesi ukuze kufe fine okunye kuze kwabe yale creator kwathi icreator kwathi 5 kodwa umgwaqo uhamba la kubo kwathi 6 yeqaya chiya khonapho ikhona lapho abantu bona abako abesiye phambili village.
Studio 7 linjani liyaphila? Hayi thina siyaphila. Ya kunzima bakithi, kunzima lizwe malume kanje uthole kusala abanye abantu abaloku besadayo. Uhulumende uyazama ukusuthanda ukuthi ubhekisise ukuthi uzama kuphi. Yime buzama khona lokubo eMpumalanga kodwa ngapha iTentshonalanga hayi. Ma umuntu wasesindebeleni lokhu sathi uhulumende uyazama. Kuyakusakudala. Kuza kusakudala uzwa la kusanabantu abathi umnanga kwengathethiswa ngokuzagcina engalethela abantu into abazidingayo. Okuyikuthi uhulumende wakhona kanti uyancengwa ukuthi alethele abantu i-service delivery. Ma uzathi wena ubaba uzamthethisa njani uqede ucele ukuthi akwenzele ulutho? Wena osathi unguyihlo ungcono usanesikhathi. Kanti manje laba abantu abamvotela abakobulawayo njengoba behlala khona othuma labo gawuleni labaningi bakhona, so labo kasoze abalethele i-service delivery nxa ukuthi uyathethiswa.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lani lilakho ukusithumela yenu imbono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu nge-WhatsApp, fakani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Lamhla seleqembu elizibiza ngokuthi yiZim Splash, lona elicula ingoma zomdumo wedisco lisebenza likobulawayo. Asizweni uEzra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7 exoxa lo ndumiso moyo omele leli qembu.
Ziyathelela kuhlelo Hoza Friday. Lo ndumiso moyo leqembu lakhe yalibiza Zim Splash.
I-Zim Splash le yaqalisa ngo-2010. Qalisa ukukhipha i-album yokuqala. Ibizwe le-stage name engibizwa ngalo ngibizwa kuthiwa N.D. Nduna. Elokuzalwa ngibizwa ngendumiso moyo onguye engisebenza laye kakhulu, onguye o-bass guitar wethu, onguye njalo u-producer wethu uNesh Nika. Kubhalwa yini ziye zilide yini njalo zibheke ngenthethelelo ndlovu.
Unduna uthi ukhule ecula ingoma zembube kodwa-ke ebelalela abanye abacula abamanza wangena kwezomculo.
Khule kakhulu ngithanda ingoma zabo-Peter Teenage, o-Emma Teenage, wonke oPamela Nkuthu. Ziyazinjabulisa kakhulu and ngikwanisa ukuzigida. Nami ngaze ngaba lesisu ukuthi lami ngingene kwezomculo. Saqalisa ngo-1990 sazokhipha i-album yethu 2010. Sasesila ama-albhamu angu-10 le ngikhipha manje eyiyona entsha yakhona ethi uzonthola.
Masibani ola kuZulu olale kuhlelo lwethu emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Sizimisele ukubhoda zonke izindawo sibijabulise. Siyadinga inkuthazo yenu siyadinga ukukhuliswa yini, siyadinga ukubona besiphakamise kizo zonke izindawo. Uma live shows sikhululekile, liyasithinta, lisibize sizolijabulisa. Lakho konke emtchadweni, liyasibiza sizolijabulisa emtchadweni, konke sikhululekile.
Umculo wakho njalo utholakala ngaphi indumiso?
Ku-YouTube sikhona, even ku-WhatsApp uyandithola kulezi number +26377802327 izinamba endlulakala izo lezo, izine kuma-booking uyandithinta kuzo lezi number.
Hiyo umculo wezimstash bebemelwe ngundumiso moyo unduna ngokwakhe kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Ikamu lamungeza Jesus Banda libe lempelasonto emnandi.
Usule mini ikumbule wena, usule mini ikumbule wena, usule mini ikumbule wena, usule mini ikumbule wena, usule mini ikumbule wena. Oh 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 oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
oh oh oh oh
lo weqembu elizibiza ngokuthi yiZim Splash, lona elicula ingoma zomdumo wedisco lisebenza likobulawayo. Sizwe uEzra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7 exoxa lo ndumiso moyo uNduna omele lelo qembu. Uyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esicubungula imigoqo ebhekane labeZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe emngceleni yelizwe ngalesi sikhathi seKhisimusi bevakatshela emakhaya abo. Singakehlukani kesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla wethekelele kwele Botswana lapho amukele ngokusemthethweni amahofisi wenhlanganiso yeSADC lesakhiwo sokugcinela izikhali ethekelele njengomholi weSADC. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi usithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.